Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm sick of this stuff. We have to talk about it because the American people think the reason for inflation is government spending more money. Simply not true.
According to the latest monthly poll conducted by the Global Strategy Group and North Star Opinion Research, some 61% of respondents said they disapproved of Biden's handling of the economy, while only 36% approved. 80% of fiat money printed in U.S. history was printed under the O'Biden administration.
80% of the currency issued since our founding happened the last 3 years. That's a path towards Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic.
Add to that looming catastrophe the emergence of BRICS swallowing up half of the world's GDP by 2040. Well, maybe the U.S. will tighten its belt and continue to innovate with American exceptionalism. Not so fast.
The idea that...
That is where the O'Biden treason works its magic, shilling for the new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
According to Biden's executive order on ensuring responsible development of digital assets signed over a year ago, quote, Biden's administration places the highest urgency on research and development efforts into the potential design and deployment options of a United States central bank digital currency. Meanwhile, the flurry of activity towards global digital neo-feudalism has been working overtime. On November 8th of this year, the United Nations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and partners of the Rockefeller Foundation launched a campaign to put the world on the path to digital ID, digital payments, and data sharing rollouts in 50 countries under a digital public infrastructure by 2028.
DPI starts with the following foundational components. Verifiable digital identification that proves who you are, protects your rights, and opens the door to economic opportunities. Real-time payments that allow people, government, and businesses to instantaneously send and receive payments. And trusted data exchange that allows for information and data to flow securely and seamlessly. Together, these foundational components form an interconnected digital network that can spur countries to build resilient economies and drive impact across all sectors for everyone.
The United Nations Development Program plans to implement digital IDs by the year 2030 globally. According to Reclaim the Net, the IDs will be mandatory for those that want to participate in society.
But what does central bank digital currency look like? You see, so they never talk about that because people won't actually like the looks of it.
Yeah.
And the final stage is, you know, it's small and it's the size of a grain of rice.
All around the world, central bank digital currencies are either in pilot scheme or executive order stage in the States, or they're floating under the radar.
Every person that I come in contact with in the public, I ask them, do you know what a CBDC is or a central bank digital currency? And nobody knows.
Such a system would give the state full access to the details of all transactions, as well as the ability to cut off an individual's money supply with the flick of a digital switch.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability, and also we will have the technology to enforce that.
If you're not allowed to go more than 5 kilometers from your home, your car or your money won't work more than 5 kilometers from your home. And that those rules can be dictated and controlled at a phenomenally central level.
In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important
and more relevance than ever.
This is their god-awful, horrible plan, based on climate pseudoscience and unrelenting, detached, elitist hubris, fueled by eugenics and Luciferian lunacy, a plan that will lead to a national divorce in the United States, untold global starvation, massive uprisings, and ultimately, after great tribulation, the end of the decrepit elite slave master architects and their inheritors.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
InfoWar. It's Alex Jones.
With most people, I can come on here, and if people like this, they go, oh, I'll go find Alex Jones' show. I've been delisted from everywhere. Let me out of prison to walk in the yard for a little while, and I can desperately try to, you know, get messages out by smoke signals. Liberty is rising! I mean, there's these wars, and there's the casual society, and the open borders, and all the race baiting.
Too pale! Too pale! And too scared!
And we're being divided and conquered. That's why I hope you'll go look into this, and I hope you'll find out about it, because it is incredible. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, here we are on this Friday, Global Transmission, October 27th, 2023. Hard to believe the year is just a few months left in it. It's just crazy. And here we are at Mug Club. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for your support of this show and the other shows we're developing here for Mug Club and, of course, Stephen Crowder and all the other great shows they do here. This is truly a bastion of free speech, an island of truth in the rising tides of tyranny, an oasis in the desert of surveillance and censorship. So very honored to be here with you today. So much I want to cover, so much I want to go over. We're taping this like live to air, which means we're not technically live, but we're just boom, seat of our pants. So I got to be careful or we'll be here in 2 or 3 hours. And I know you love the show and we love you, but I'm going to try to keep this down to only a couple hours because just the clips I've got is over an hour of video. A lot of this exclusive, a lot of this news, but also something you notice I've been doing is archives, because a lot of these videos were taken off YouTube, taken off Twitter, taken off Instagram, taken off Facebook, and they had tens of millions of views, but no one's seen them since then. And then, you know, some of these videos are absolutely new and are new reports we're getting to. So here's what's coming up today. First thing I want to hit, the story that broke on InfoWars.com via the great folks at Rebel News and Ezra Levant up in Canada. I've made the joke on air many times that, okay, if you're going to let men compete in women's sports, the next thing is going to be saying that adults can compete against children in their sports. That was the logical extension. We see it in prisons in the Western world, from Germany, the UK, to Canada, the US, where they'll say two women had a baby on the cell block. No, it's a biological man saying he's a woman that raped a woman. In many cases, it's rape. In some cases, it's not. So now we've got video, and the full video is up on Rebel News. I'm just going to air a few minutes of it. But this is trans insanity. 50-year-old biological male allowed to compete against 13-year-olds in girls' swim meets. So and this is also the pedophilia angle. I'm not saying this person's a pedophile. What I'm saying is you have this movement to have adults identify as children as well. And you have the whole NAMBLA movement saying children can choose, you know, to have sex with adults. They can be emancipated at age 5. But they can't join the military. They can't buy a pack of cigarettes. They can't buy a fifth of tequila. So this is really crazy, but they mean it to be crazy. It's designed to be crazy. To accept eating bugs and world government and open borders, you've got to get people to accept going against their own common sense. A swim competition held in Canada is being fiercely criticized. As it was revealed, they're going to allow girls as young as 13 to be competed against a biological male. So that's the next step of insanity in the Overton window. Let's go to that clip right now.
So that means
so
that
I could come to an event like this. I could say I identify as a 13-year-old girl and I swim with the 13-year-old girls.
We base on Swimming Canada registration. So if the swimmer registered in Swimming Canada registration as a female, she'll be eligible to come down to actually swim in this heat.
David Menzies for Rebel News here in Markham, Ontario, and I'm at the Markham Pan Am Center. This is host to a swimming competition, and here's the deal, folks. We were tipped off by some concerned parents that a travesty was occurring in the swimming pool, and to quote the old Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things does not belong. Which is to say that all of the swimming races here at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's Fall Classic, they are segregated by sex and age, except for one. On Friday, a race took place in which there were 10 participants. 9 of the participants were teenage girls. They were either 13 or 14. And one participant, if you can imagine, was a male age 50. That's right, a 50-year-old male competing against teenage girls. Now, the name of this person is Nicholas Sapita. He goes by his alias these days, and that would be Melody Wiseheart. And the very idea that a 50-year-old male is competing against teenage girls, it goes beyond parody. That's why my cameraman Efren and I have come to the Pan Am Center. We want to find out why this travesty is being allowed. What does the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center have to say about it? What does the governing body, Swim Ontario, have to say about this? And even Nicholas's own club, the Orangeville Otters, we're going to go in, try to find out if we can find anyone in charge to explain how this latest...
So let's stop right there. The full report is up on Rebel News and obviously on InfoWars. We knew this was coming. We knew this was going to happen. And this is the next logical extension of the illogic and the insanity. So if you're a 50-year-old man who identifies as a woman and identifies as a teenage girl, you heard one of the event organizers, officials say, we just go off of how you register. So let's say I want to be in a bicycle race, and they just say it's however you register, and I show up in a super high-powered Japanese motorcycle that goes 300 miles an hour. And I say, well, I identify as a cyclist. Or, it's even worse, you identify as a runner in a marathon and you show up in a Lamborghini Countach or a Ferrari or a Dodge Hellcat or a Porsche 911. Now, obviously, that's ridiculous, and that's the whole point of this. More and more ridiculous. They let adult men go into girls' showers at public schools all over the Western world now and private schools and shower with them. Remember what Cuomo said years ago, Chris Cuomo on CNN. He said, if your daughter has a problem in middle school seeing a man's penis, she's got bigoted parents, you should get over. Sorry, he said seeing a woman's penis. And remember, he also said once, you can't read WikiLeaks. If you read WikiLeaks, you go to jail. Only we are allowed to read WikiLeaks. These are real statements saying you're second-class people, you're slaves. You've got to put up with all this garbage. So there's our top story for you on this Friday edition of the Mug Club. Now, let's go ahead and shift gears into the incredible racism being pushed. Another clip has surfaced of Letitia James when she was running for attorney general on promising to put Trump in jail in New York. We've had her try to get me indicted as well. So I guess I'm criticizing him here at my own risk. You know, I can get my co-host, Owen Schroyer, on with us later to give his take on this. Oh, sorry, he's in federal prison, the judge said in the sentencing order, because he kept saying the election was stolen and wasn't sorry. So what I'm saying here is this is how close we are to the tyranny taking everything over. They're trying to get me and Owen Schroyer and Stephen Crowder and you, because they want to get everybody else. And when I say you, they see the populist supporters of these broadcasts as their main enemy. Because they can try to pick off the leaders, but they really don't like you. Now, you can decide to roll over and hope they go easy on you, but I know deep down you understand rolling over to bullies and terrorists is what gets us completely destroyed. So, I want to go to Letitia James, too male, too pale, too stale. So you have white skin, you shouldn't be an elected officer. She is.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You shouldn't be an elected officer, she is.
We are all in this together now. And so we've got to stand up to the federal government. We've got to stand up to bullies. We've got to stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
That's why you want to bring all the Islamists and everybody else so they can bitch and complain because things are so oppressive here. That woman is literally funded by the Nazi collaborator George Soros that told 60 Minutes and NPR. In fact, dig up one of our Soros compilations. If we're taping this, we can add it in. I want to play that here in a moment. Just have one. Go to the short one, like a 5-minute one, because there's so much Nazi worship. It's we got like 20-minute clips, but happy-making, exhilarating, best time of his life, doesn't apologize for helping round up fellow Jews. Here's a too male, too pale, too stale Nazi collaborator. He's not bad because he's got white skin. He's bad because he's a Nazi collaborator and didn't repent of that, continued on with all his evil. And now the Jewish community is asking why they're being attacked and why they're getting hunted down and why they're going to the left's going to grocery stores just to scream at Jewish people that are kosher grocery stores or, you know, going to synagogues to scream at them when they come out. And, of course, most of the Jews are liberal and actually just like the left want the borders open and submit this. They're like, why are you attacking me? Because you're too white. And you may have the ADL out there teaching that all white people are inherently bad. The left's not differentiating. This is race-based politics. The world's like 7% white. And the Black Rocks of the world decided, hey, we can just get all these groups wound up against white people, and we can take over what's left of the West, and then all those poor countries can't aspire to the West they're trying to get into. The globalists are sinking the West, so there's nowhere to run, folks. That's what's happening.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life. That year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old, and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old. And I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
that one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
Well, of course, I could be on the other side, or I could be the one from whom the thing is being taken away. But there was no sense that I shouldn't be there, because that was... Well, actually, funny way, it's just like in markets, that if I weren't there, of course I wasn't doing it, but somebody else would be taking it away anyhow. In other words, whether I was there or not, I was only a spectator, the property was being taken away. So I had no role in taking away that property. So I had no sense of guilt.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you believe in God?
No.
So we got a bunch of compilations of this, and I'm just going to leave my mic open there, because some of this is surveillance footage, so I'll just be able to speak over the dead parts with no sound. But it's 20-1 black on white crime right now. That's the FBI's own numbers. They try to suppress them. And the average black person isn't bad out doing this, but the media is promoting it, that white people are inherently bad, so why don't, you know, some people of color just run over a retired police chief in Vegas and kill him and then celebrate it later. And so, well, he's white. He deserves to die. Because he deserves to die because he's white. And so this is the incredibly weaponized race-based garbage that's going on. Let's play this short compilation, because this is just a few clips lately. I mean, we could have 10-hour-long compilations just of what's caught on tape. But imagine one of these clips of white people surrounding, kicking, beating, stabbing, running over, killing. It would be burning cities, because the media would say all white people are guilty because they ganged up and killed this black person or hurt this black person, just like they did with George Floyd. Even though it turns out he died of fentanyl and the rest of it, and he didn't even have bruises on his neck. But the prosecutors have now come out of court, knew, and said, we want to advance our careers. Let's put Officer Chauvin in prison for decades. So let's go ahead and play this compilation.
Down!
Hit that white devil. Get him! Imagine if two white men chased down two black women and beat them up for no reason. It's okay. These are white devils. You heard Letitia James. This is just this week. These are clips this week. By the way, you saw that Antifa leader. He said he was an Antifa CEO in New York. He got stabbed up with a black guy for no reason. His girlfriend is now going to the prison and is now best buddies with the killer. So you knew that was coming. But the point is, there's this idea that white people are inherently evil, and they told black people this. Now, there's a lot of weak-minded people out there. So if you told white people, finally, After close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it out of the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Get behind me, Satan! Down with the devil!
What is copy? You're playing the wrong message.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
Most white people would do it, but you'd see a major upsurge in some white people thinking, well, it's green lit for this. So it just goes on and on. We can show you the shootings. We can show you the stabbings. We can show you, that's a teacher getting beat up. And this is the reality of too pale, too stale, too white male. And we're just showing you the latest stuff. And again, this needs to be decried. This is wrong. If it was happening to anybody, can you imagine if I was showing you footage, clip after clip, of white people ganging up on defenseless black people? I would be so shameful. We got cases of that in the 60s and 50s and 70s of the KKK, and white people stood up against it and said it was wrong. But now when this happens, it's mostly peaceful, and the white devils deserve it.
Bing!
And you got the knockout game. That white guy, probably poorer than those black people.
Beat that bitch up! 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 Beat that bitch up!
And I love how it's mainly liberal cities where this happens, because I don't care if you're white or black or brown. You come try to kill me or attack me, I'm going to defend myself. And it goes on and on, folks. And we're only showing this because the corporate media tries to hide this. And I'm trying to bring people together. The last straw, as you start seeing this every day on my show, is my 6-year-old daughter's homeschooled.
Tries to run, but
keep it going.
Over the bus stop bench. The man then attacks Carson with a knife.
Now again, kids do mean stuff. I had white kids do stuff like this to me when I was little. But the point is imagine if we showed this with white people doing it. It'd be riots. And, you know, white people occasionally do some of this. This goes on. But why is it not shown when this happens? You want me to show you all the elders, all the old people in nursing homes getting beat up by black people? Who think it's normal? Who think it's acceptable just to randomly beat up white people?
Don't touch me.
Quit touching me.
Oh.
No.
Oh, she in a freezer.
And then when you defend yourself, like the police officer or the army sergeant, it was in Austin with a white guy pointing a gun at him. He shoots him at a Black Lives Matter event. He goes to prison. So that's what this is. This is lawlessness being allowed to break down civilization and break down society. And the idea is being pushed. This is acceptable. This is okay. And it's not. It's absolutely wrong. And it's dangerous. You know, I was in Omaha about 4 or 5 months ago, and my wife's dad had a heart attack. And we've been at the hospital about 10, and Omaha closes pretty early. So we pulled over at a gas station, a busy area downtown by the hospital. And I was walking in to, my wife wanted a sandwich at some point, went to the hotel. And there's a couple Hispanic guys, 4 or 5 black guys there at the door. And one of them said, "What are you doing around here, bitch?" And what I said was, "Hey, man, great to see you." I was like, "Hey, having some fun. What's going on? Have a great night." And they were taken back by me walking over and shaking the guy's hand. I just turned around and walked over to the biggest guy that was coming towards me as I was going to the store. I just shook his hand and said, "Hey, man, good to see you. Great night." They were just taken back by that. And I diffused the situation. But it was like, let's size this guy up. He was like, "What are you doing here, bitch? What are you doing around here, bitch?" And I'm just like, hey, man, good to see you. How you doing? I'm great. Having a fun night? That's good. But I also looked at those guys, and I was thinking about, all right, I'm going to pick up this newspaper stand and smash over this guy's head. And again, I don't like being in that position. But white people are being hunted in this country. And can you imagine what it's like for all the hardworking, good black people in this country to have a minority of black people that have been greenlit by the left and by George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, to have us all kill each other? This is stupid. I want black people to have a future and be successful, just as successful as I am. I love everybody. But, man, I already had a round of this growing up in Dallas. And it was nothing compared to this, because I got fights with the rednecks would be like, what are you doing around here, boy? If you had a good-looking girl with you, I had to fight those guys. They all wanted to fight. But, you know, the majority of the guys I had to get fights with were black guys who were racist. And I did not blame black people for that. I'd be with my black friends, and, you know, we'd get in fights a few times with older black guys. When I was like 14, and they'd be like, what are you doing, what are you doing around here? Crackerhead and all this stuff. So I've already been through this, folks, and I don't owe black people anything. I don't owe white people anything. I don't owe anybody anything. But I'm telling you, this is out of control. And we need black people particularly to say the Democrats don't represent me and we don't put up with this. We're not going along with it. All right. So I got something really special for you, because I could talk for 10 hours and I love to. But this video, a few weeks ago, I noticed John McAfee had gone viral, and I tried to go find this video, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So we're going to get to that coming up. First, I want to play Tucker Carlson, though, and I was $100 billion going to Ukraine and Israel, but nothing to America, whether you're black or white, brown, whatever, collapsing. And then I've got something really special. Vivek Ramaswamy was here a week ago. The interview dropped a few days ago. It's got millions of views. It's gone viral. But I looked at it, and I said to my crew, I said, make a documentary out of this. Add documents, add video clips, add stuff to this, and really make something special for the Mug Club folks. So we've got Tucker Carlson really identifying the problem and the social contract's broken and that these are dark times. That's a really important clip. Then we've got John McAfee and Alex Jones shoot Barrett 50 cal rifles together, 2014. God rest his soul. And then we've got my interview with Vivek Ramaswamy that is just jam-packed with intel and more material. And so I hope you enjoy these clips. And I know Crowder's cool with this, and so is the CEO of Mug Club. If you take clips out of this or share it, this is meant to be shared. Obviously, the full show is for you, and share it, you know, with your family, watch it. But take clips out of this and share this, because this stuff has been banned off the internet. This John McAfee clip coming up. And then this Vivek Ramaswamy thing, this is just for you. I mean, this is really powerful. I was watching it earlier today after they put it together. They took 2 days to add all these clips. And then we've got, obviously, what's going on with Tucker Carlson. So let's play this Tucker clip first. And then we'll come back with John McAfee from the vault. That's going to be stored here at the Mug Club for all of you. So in case they shut the rest of the web down, at least you have it. Nice download.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Ramaswamy, who he was challenging wokeism, he went up to number two right below Trump. But as soon as he attacked the military-industrial complex, they have shut him off like you flip a light switch. I was so glad to see him a few weeks ago on Mug Club. That, I think, one of his best interviews. So a great guy. And he did a great interview with me. So we've augmented it. Like I said, it's 2.0, the Alex Jones Vivek Ramaswamy interview. And then after the interview, we'll be right back with some other news and closing comments. Please stay with us. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
early, and I actually wrote a piece, not for the Daily Caller, I'm embarrassed, but for Politico, because I wanted to sort of drop a bomb into my neighbor's laps, and said, look, you may think that Trump is a ludicrous figure, and you know, you may be onto something, but fundamentally what he's saying is not crazy at all, and in fact it's necessary. And if you don't want to have another revolution in the country, you should probably start paying a little bit of attention to what the people beyond Washington think. And I thought then, that was January of 2016, I thought that that message was so rooted in common sense and also in observed reality that he would probably win, and he did. So I got a lot out of making that one call correctly in my life. And I really did think that we would see, say, 5 or 6, 7 years hence, a political system that more closely matched that idea. You know, that the worked product coming out of Washington would bear a little closer resemblance to what people wanted. And, of course, the opposite happened. It's crazy how that idea just went away and no one actually believed in it, which that blew my mind most of all, including a lot of people I thought were on my side, including a lot of people who paid a lot of lip service to, you know, put the country first. I personally don't like the term America first because I think it is loaded, but just like just common sense stuff. Like if something really dramatic in your country happens, like young people can't, I don't know, get married, you know, or buy houses or have any hope for a future that approaches, you know, the middle class upbringing they had, then you've got a huge problem and someone should be responding to that. And if your economy is like on the brink of collapse, you know, if your country's literally bankrupt, someone would say that. And if food inflation gets so crazy that, you know, people are actually complaining about it, at least where I live. I spend a lot of the year in rural Maine. That doesn't make me an expert on the people or anything. I'm fundamentally a rich kid, obviously. But I do live among people who aren't rich, and they're, like, legit upset about what groceries cost, like, for real, and what gas costs. And now that we've drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, they're about to find out that it could get way higher than it is. So these are just real concerns. It doesn't mean they're the only concerns, but they can't be completely ignored, or you're going to have a volatile situation on your hands, and why wouldn't you? You know, angry people who feel like they have no recourse, who don't think elections are real, and they're totally right, obviously. Let's stop lying. There's a lot of truth in that. And those people are, you know, they have real grievances, legit grievances. And the only way to tamp those grievances down is not by creating some East German surveillance state, comma, which we have done, comma, or throwing people in prison for loitering outside the Capitol, which is their house after all. That doesn't work long term. It didn't work in Eastern Europe. It won't work here. The only thing that does work is kind of giving them not all they want, but some. Or how about this? Let's just start with pretending you care. But you know what doesn't work? Saying we're going to spend $100 billion in other countries. And I don't care how virtuous the case those countries make is, and I don't care how much I personally may agree or disagree with what those countries are doing. That is immaterial. The job, the moral duty of the people running a country is to look out for the people in that country, period. That's always true. And it doesn't mean they can't help other people or whatever, but if they pay no attention whatsoever, and in a moment when every person, 350 million Americans, everyone, regardless of political affiliation, can feel that something bad's coming, everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. I mean, if you've been to church once in the last year, have you thought about the end times recently? Yes, you have. I'm serious. Because you can feel that abrupt change is coming, and that's very disconcerting. And so rather than reassure people that, you know, we kind of got your back a little bit, by the way, we're going to spend $100 billion on other people. Other than the border security part is purely designed to make it easier for more people to come here illegitimately. That's freaking scary. Okay? So I don't have TV at home, and I don't watch TV. We haven't in years because my wife is fiercely opposed to television. But obviously, I have some familiarity with the genre. So I'm thinking to myself, the other day I was like, I wonder what they're saying about this on TV, but I'm just being honest, I have no way really of knowing. So today, this afternoon, 2 o'clock this afternoon, I'm in the hospital visiting a very sick relative, and in the room, and I'm very focused on this, and it's, you know, a drama familiar to everyone who has a family, and these are the saddest moments in your life, but I'm sitting there, and the TV is cranked way up, because it's a facility for older people, and no one can hear well. So when they watch TV, it's like, bam, it's loud! And it's a channel that I'm familiar with. I guess I'm familiar with all of them, having worked at all of them, and admit I've been fired from all of them. But this is one I know well, and I'm thinking, well, I wonder what they're saying about all this. You know, because their job is to be, you know, opposed to this. And they take the White House briefing. And the White House briefing is just a humiliation exercise because it's administered by the dumbest person in public life. Like, so dumb it's unbelievable. I'm not being mean. I feel sorry for her. By the way, intelligence is not a moral category. My dogs are dumb and I love them. So I'm not sort of judging her, but I'm just saying, as you know, this is like a mouth breather, okay? And her, the whole point of her being the White House spokesmoron is to tell you that the people in charge have no respect for you, so we're going to put the dumbest possible person we can up there. And she's prattling on about Iran. And I'm just waiting for her. Like, she doesn't know Iran from Innsbruck, okay? She has no idea what she's talking about, right? And I'm literally waiting for her to say, you know, to attack Saddam Hussein, the president of Iran, okay? Because literally her shallowness has no bottom. It's like a Zen cone. That's almost like a Kamala Harris line, actually. But anyway, and then they come back, and they're totally taking her seriously. And then the oiliest fake admiral spokesman who'd ever commanded a ship can't run a Boston Whaler. He's been a flack his whole life, admiral. He's a liar, and I know him personally. He's a liar, and everyone who's dealt with him knows he's a liar. And they're like, well, he says this. And the upshot is, we got to attack Iran. Now, I'm thinking to myself, I have no love for Iran, and I can certainly see why people want to attack Iran. All I'm asking is just to put one person on TV to point out that there are consequences to the United States that may not be entirely positive to doing this. That maybe another moral victory, and we've won a lot of those recently. I don't know, are you guys sick of winning moral victories? We've won a lot of important moral victories. I interviewed someone the other day, a major political figure from the UK, and he's like, well, we've let all these refugees in, and it's really been a great moral victory. And I was like, I was just in your country, and it's garbage. I mean, it smells, and it's pathetic. And, like, do you think that, I know you're psyched about your moral victory, you're good people, you're, trust me, you're good Anglicans. I'm really so impressed by you morally, but, like, has there been a downside in real terms? And he's like, oh, I can't answer that question, not allowed. So anyway, I just wanted someone to stand up and ask the obvious question. I'm not even arguing against a war with Iran. I'm merely saying there are consequences to doing that. One is we can't win it, probably, with the defense that we have currently. I think that's fair. But even if we could, I mean, what would happen if they mined the Straits of Hormuz? I mean, I'm no energy expert, but I think that we would have an immediate energy shock that would send our country into an economic spiral within like hours, okay? And we don't have any cushion because we burned it all because the senile guy is running for president again, okay? And we sort of let that happen. So some of it's China. We sort of let it happen. So that's not a small thing. One thing Americans are not used to is being poor. In the rest of the world, people really worry about the economic effects of everything. Why wouldn't they? Because they're not generationally rich like us. But what if we ran out of money? At the very same moment that American society is more fractured, our social fabric is in tatters, and we've let in millions upon millions of people who have no affinity for the United States, who are merely here for the economic benefits. Which, by the way, it's not all bad. And I think we'll have to do it.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Please.